In today's Bible reading, Jesus is asked by a lawyer what he must do to inherit eternal life. After a little more conversation, Jesus tells him a story about a man getting robbed and beaten up. There are three people who see the man: a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan. I expect you know what a priest is, a holy man, and they were all men in those days, who worked in the temple. In this church, we call priests ministers. A Levite was someone who wasn't as important as a priest, but who also worked in the temple. They were both highly respected people. Samaritans came from Samaria and were outsiders, and the people listening to Jesus would avoid them. So Jesus tells the lawyer to do what the Samaritan did, showing mercy and helping the man who had been robbed. Samaritans really were outsiders. When Jesus asked who had been a neighbour to the man, the lawyer didn't say, "the Samaritan." He didn't even want to say that word. Being a good neighbour means helping or serving one another, and that can include strangers or the person in your class who isn't part of your friendship group. So now I have a question for you. You don't just get to sit and listen. So I can't see, so I'm going to say, even though normally, you know, at school you have to put your hand up, you can just call out your answers, and I'll just hope you don't all do it at once. So my question is, who is your neighbour? Anyone?
Everyone,
that's a good answer. Pardon? You say next door? Well, they are, it's true. The community. Oh, brilliant answer, your community. Fantastic. Oh, well done. So when we say neighbour, we often mean someone who lives next door or in the same building or street, and maybe people from church or school or scouts or beavers, brownies, cubs, all those things. But Jesus says that loving your neighbour means helping others, and we had that in the answers, didn't we? Someone said everyone. It's helping others, including people we don't know very well, like someone who has just started at your school and needs help finding their way round, perhaps feeling a bit daunted because it seems like everyone already has their friendship group and they don't know if they'll fit in. Showing someone kindness when they're struggling can mean the world to that person, and it may be a precious memory that stays with them for years. And you never know, they might become a good friend. Even if they don't, you'll have done something kind. Helping people is wonderful, but please remember that sometimes people would rather do things themselves. I expect you've noticed that I'm reading Braille from this machine, which is a kind of Braille tablet. I'm also wearing gloves now because my hands are cold. And if my hands are cold, I can't read so easily, so I've got gloves on to warm them up. The Braille is for those of us who can't read a screen with our eyes. I also use special settings on my phone and a program called a screen reader on my laptop, which speak the text from the screen as I type, or it reads out websites, apps, emails, and messages. I sometimes need help to do things like getting around unfamiliar places like this church. It's not my home church. At the start of the service, I was guided to the front so that I could lead this morning. Other times, I don't need help because I'm walking a route I do most days and know it very well. Like going to my local tube station, for instance. If you're not sure if someone needs help, the best thing to do is ask. Some people don't do this. Some strangers grab my arm, quite tightly sometimes, when I'm walking along. They don't say anything first. How do you think that feels, being grabbed by a stranger? What do you all think? Frightening, yes, it is frightening. Remember, I can't see the person. I don't know if they're smiling or wish me harm. They might want to steal my phone or my bag. Yes, it is frightening. Far better to talk to someone and find out if they need your help, and if they do, what help they need. Again, don't assume you know, ask them. And some people have done this with me. They've said, do you need help? And I've said, yes, would you mind if I take your arm while we cross this road, for example? They've let me say what I need. So please, if you're not sure whether someone needs help, ask them. And if they say no, please respect that. Of course, if there's some kind of danger that they're not aware of, like a big hole in the pavement that's not been fenced off properly that they're about to fall into, then most people would be very grateful to you for letting them know. I know I would. I bet many of you are always learning new things, and that includes the adults, by the way. But all the children here, they're things, well, actually everybody, learning new things that your parents used to do for you, or just learning something new. To bake a cake or something, it could be anything. And isn't it wonderful being able to do those things yourself? So helping people is fantastic and really appreciated when it's needed, but the reason for helping should be because it will make that person's day a bit easier. So don't do what an adult did to a blind friend of mine, dragging him across the road, whether he wanted to cross or not. That certainly made his life more difficult, as he then had to cross back over again, back to where he wanted to be, and it was a busy road. An example of someone who really helped me was Mr. Palmer, a man I used to know when I lived in a village before I moved to London. To get to the bus stop to go to the nearest town, I had to cross a very busy road with traffic speeding past all the time and no proper crossing point for at least a mile. Mr. Palmer lived just across the road from where I used to wait and wait and wait for a gap in the traffic. One day he crossed the road and asked me if I'd like him to cross with me. I said yes please, took his arm, and we crossed together. After that, he did this regularly. It was the difference between catching a bus or having to wait another half hour for the next one. I'll never forget him. The man who checked if I needed help, then was willing and ready to give it whenever he saw me waiting there. Because you see, we're very lucky in London with buses. If you miss one, there's usually another one soon. But in a lot of places, there is a long wait between buses, like 2 hours sometimes. The story Jesus told was particularly surprising, maybe shocking, to those listening, because the priest and the Levite, who would have been seen as people who ought to do the right thing, walked on the other side of the road, and it was the Samaritan, the last person they'd have expected, who stopped and helped someone in need. It didn't matter to him where the man who had been robbed came from. He saw someone in need and helped them, almost certainly saving his life. So, another question for you. What do we mean when we talk about a good Samaritan nowadays? Anyone?
Someone who helps a fallen, injured person gets into hospital.
Yes, definitely. Someone who... Someone who helps a fallen and injured person, gets them to hospital, makes sure they're all right. And that is a very kind thing to do, because you probably have to wait ages in hospital. It's not quick, is it?
Help people.
Help people, yes. Yeah. That's it. So you would be a good Samaritan, even doing smaller things. If someone dropped money on the floor and you told them, or picked it up and gave it back. You wouldn't be a good Samaritan if you ran off with the money. Just making that clear. Don't do that. You may have heard of the Samaritans and seen their phone number. People can contact them if they're feeling sad and need someone to talk to. They are called the Samaritans because they help people, often when they are really struggling. Someone listening to a person sharing how they're feeling can make them feel better about things and show them that somebody cares.